Hey, trendsetters. For today's product review, I tried Sally Hansen's Airbrush Legs Leg Makeup. Is this the equivalent of a photo filter in a can, or should you be running away from this leg product? Should you love it or leave it? Before I get to that, thank you guys for sending me ideas of products to try. Please keep them coming. DM me on Instagram. I am at Mara S. Compo. Let me know what you're curious about. I will check it out for you. I will spend the money. I will do the work. And don't forget to enter for the giveaway. I will be giving away a super duper amazing gift box of my absolute favorite products. Hundreds of dollars worth of skincare, makeup, and wellness products. I'll be giving away a different box every few months. Here's how to enter. Leave a 5-star Apple review for this podcast and make sure to leave your Instagram handle in the body of the review. And here is the best part. You only need to enter one time to be eligible to win. Every single time I do a box giveaway, those are great odds. So enter to win now. Now to Sally Hansen's Airbrush Legs Leg Makeup. Now, I first learned about airbrush legs a few years back when I was talking to a friend about my mommy tummy. So after having kids, I have some stretch marks and wrinkles on my stomach and summer was coming up and I was looking for a body makeup to help with that. And she recommended airbrush legs. It's called airbrush legs, yes, but it's really body makeup. So you can use it anywhere on your body. And I had been looking at higher end brands, things like NARS and Tom Ford, and this is on completely the other end of the spectrum. Airbrush Legs is a drugstore brand. It's way more accessible and way more affordable. It is literally 1/10 of the cost of some similar high end products. So, you know, I figured why not check it out? I went to the drugstore and I got me some airbrush legs. It comes in two forms. There's a spray on version in a can, and then there's a liquid version in a tube. So I got both so I could see how they were different. The branding, the packaging, a little cheesy. Looks kind of like a pantyhose package. The can says that the product is water and transfer resistant and that you can, quote, spray on perfect legs in an instant. Quote, instantly covers veins, freckles, and imperfections for flawless legs and feet. So on the spray can, the directions I found to be a little counterintuitive. You would think that since it's a spray can and it's called airbrush legs, that you would spray this directly onto your legs. But no. The directions say you should spray this onto your hands first and then apply it to your legs and feet. Okay. So I'm not sure what the point of the spray can is, but I'm going to follow the directions when you say spray it on. But I'm going to follow the directions. So when you spray it on, you spray it onto the palm of your hand, it goes on like spray paint. And then when you rub it in to your legs or your tummy or your arms, wherever, it does foam a little bit. Like the color changes a little. It's kind of whitish at first, and then it settles into the eventual skin color. The liquid version in a tube, however, is basically no different from liquid foundation. It has the same texture as a liquid foundation. You squeeze it out. Rub it in using your hands, and that's how you apply that one. They both dry the same. They dry extremely matte. So it's like airbrush legs, but it's also kind of like Barbie legs. It gives you Barbie doll plastic skin vibes. So should you love it or leave it? I do love it. I love it. And here's why. It's really, really, really hard to find effective body makeup that does not transfer. Believe me, I have looked high and low. For some reason, I'm obsessed with body makeup. I am looking for the holy grail of body makeup, something that gives you coverage and does not transfer. It's hard to find something that's pigmented enough to camouflage imperfections, but then that doesn't transfer onto everything else. The toilet seat, your bed sheets, a couch, you hug someone wearing white and now you have an enemy for life. It's hard to find. So what's great about this is that the coverage is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Airbrush in a can. Stretch marks, veins, hyperpigmentation. This will cover it. And it is buildable. So if you do have one particular spot that needs a little more love, you can give it that. You can just give it a second coat. But here's what's most amazing about it. And here's why I love it. The transfer is extremely minimal. It really is. And it's water resistant, which makes it perfect for a pool or a beach. Or if you're feeling frisky and you want a buddy in the shower, boom, airbrush legs got you. But I will say this. Just because I love it does not mean it's a perfect product. It does make your skin look a little plastic. It does. It like overdoes it. Like it's too obvious that you're wearing some makeup on your body. But I found a little hack for this. I found a little workaround. After the airbrush legs dries, brush on some powder, highlighter, or shimmer. and then you're done. You're good. You'll have perfection because the highlighter and the shimmer gives it kind of a natural glow. And that over top, that perfect, smooth airbrush look gives you a really natural, beautiful body makeup look. Yes, it's an extra step, but no one ever said that beauty was easy. The heart is what makes it great, right? My other word of advice is just to go with the liquid version. As opposed to the spray can version, it gives you a little bit more control over your coverage and your application. So that's what I would recommend. The airbrush leg spray comes in 6 shades. That's the spray, comes in 6 shades, and it's about $11 for a 4.4 ounce container. And the airbrush legs lotion comes in 5 shades for a 4 ounce container. I used the shade medium glow, and you can buy them both at any drugstore. Don't forget to enter for the giveaway 5-star Apple review with your Instagram name in the body of the review. Please keep those ideas coming. DM me on Instagram at Mara S. Compo. 2 new full-length episodes of The Trend Reporter and 2 new product reviews every week.